after judgment. So remember, first thing you have to remember is keep calm. At the end of the day, if you work very hard, you're very tired, or you're all worn out, or you're all in. Yeah, I learned all of them. Right? You ever say I'm all fagged up, tuckered up? Yesterday, say the lady next door can't help. You might say yesterday she sick, and her illness is described as a cold. So you might say yesterday she caught cold. And again, a little your voice starts to get hoarse. That's a cough. Put some medicine by the child's bed, come back later, and she's still there. And you say, are you taking your medicine? She says, well, I didn't hear you. You say, what's the matter? Are you there? And so finally, he takes it, or today I take it, yesterday I if I'd go out in the field and work, my shirt would have to be wet when I was done. And yesterday I pretty hard.
I sweat
pretty hard. Some people on the back of their neck, they'll have an infection of some type, or some sort of big head.
Carbuncles?
You ever call that a boil?
Boil?
Theories of
them.
A boil doesn't usually last.
Series of boils, or
one of them might be a carbuncle.
Carbuncle has more than one core.
And what the stuff is that just comes out of it? It's a matter. And a man's shot, he goes to the doctor, and the doctor dresses his
wound.
And the flesh doesn't heal right, he gets some kind of flesh. He gets solid flesh. And the man next door dies, immediately you wonder what he died of. Not what he died with.
No.
They bury him in a casket. You can call it anything else?
Coffin.
Nothing more.
No.
And of course they take him to the place.
The other place is part
of it. Or after the service they take him out.
Bury him out in the cemetery.
You can call that anything?
Graveyard.
Older term they don't use anymore. Ladies used to dress in black. You might say they were dressed in a little mourning. And the doctor comes and the child is ill. Says everything will be all right. Just don't. Everything will be okay. Just don't fret don't worry. You have an ache in the joint, the knee or the elbow. It might be arthritis or it might be
rheumatism.
How would you describe that? Make a sentence ending with painful.
The boil was very painful.
Oh, using rheumatism, of course.
Oh, rheumatism?
Or rheumatics, or whatever you would say.
Rheumatism was very painful.
Okay. Children used to choke to death in a certain disease. Something like croup.
Yeah. Well, that was death.
That was croup.
Or diphtheria.
Diphtheria? Or sometimes their skin would get yellow and their eyeballs would turn yellow and they'd have croup.
That's jaundice, isn't it?
And you get a pain in your right side, you double up, and you have a case of
appendicitis. I know.
I've never had this. Sometimes you eat the wrong thing, it doesn't agree with you.
It's the belly ache.
Lean over the fence and
throw up.
Is that a jocular term for it? Would that be a joking term or very serious? You say, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go.
You might say you have to go and vomit. I just walk off and do it if I had to.
joke.